You're listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome back to another episode of Meet Us in Buellton. We're super excited this week to bring another incredible company in Buellton. That's just an amazing place, and we can't wait to talk about it and introduce you to it.
Right? As one of the newest wine tasting destinations in Buellton, the team at McLean Cellars continues to outdo themselves with incredible offerings and new experiences at their Industrial Way location. I learn something new each time we interview our local businesses for the podcast, and I'm really excited for what I'm going to learn about this one.
Awesome. Me too, Meg. I can't wait. And I'm excited to introduce our guest today from McLean Cellars. We have Jillian Howison. She's the Director of Operations here. And Jillian, thank you so much for joining us today and talking about McLean Cellars.
Thank you for having me, Megan and Kathy.
Jillian, before we talk more about the cellar, will you share with us your role in the company and what led you there?
Absolutely. So I am the Director of Operations. So I work directly underneath our CEO and founder, Jason McLean. My role is to oversee all the day-to-day operations. So that includes all of the hospitality team, as well as our corporate team that does our wine club, even over to the wine production side. So really, it's a lot of different hats. But I think what's really cool about what led me to McLean Cellars is that I am and was a wine club member. I lived in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I owned my own business. I owned a bridesmaid's dress boutique. And one year for my husband's birthday, we thought, let's drive to Laguna Beach and spend the weekend. And we went beer tasting at the brewery, and I am such a wino, not a beer person. So I said, you know, we've had beer all day. Can we go get some wine? And we walked out of the brewery and there was a sign that said wine tasting. And I was like, perfect, let's go there, right next door. And I walked in and it was McLean Cellars. And Jason McLean was behind the bar. Sophia McLean was behind the bar. Jason sold us on the wine club. And actually that evening, we ended up going to dinner with Jason and Sophia and his sister. Like I said, we joined the founder wine club, and then COVID happened, and Jason and I kind of stayed in touch as fellow business owners on how we were navigating COVID, stayed friends throughout all of that. And when I sold my business, Jason and I had a long conversation. He said, you know what, McLean Cellars is just blowing up and I need some help. I need somebody to come work for me and run this thing so that I can continue to build it. And it's kind of funny, but you know what? I picked up my life. We sold our house in Scottsdale. We moved to Orange County, and here I am today.
It's wow. Kismet. What an incredible story.
I know, right?
That's awesome. I don't know that I've never heard that story, Jillian. I know we've met and talked, and but that's super cool how you landed there. So COVID did a lot of things for people, right?
Right.
I know. Changed a lot of lives in many ways. So as you mentioned, McLean Cellars is blowing up. We've seen it here in the Valley. I know Jason came in with a robust, you know, focus and goal and started here in Buellton. So can you tell us a little bit, you know, the origin of his story, kind of how he started and maybe kind of how he got to Buellton here?
Yes, absolutely. So Jason had spent prior to McLean Cellars about 20 years in .com and 30 years being an entrepreneur. He'd owned several businesses, grew them, ran them, sold them. He actually was a motivational speaker as well and had a contract to do a TV show. And he honestly was going on a camping trip with his wife, Sophia, and he said, you know what, I don't want to do this. I'm not happy. I want to do something that makes me happy and something that is all about my passion. And he was just completely burnt out and done with it. And so that was actually in July of 2016. They made the big decision to go left in life and sell their assets and invest in McLean Cellars. And the reason they chose Buellton, they had done lots of wine tasting trips over the years. They had a plane that they would fly to Napa and fly to Colorado and go wine tasting in all these different regions. And really, they kept getting drawn back to the Central Coast because, and I agree, it's the best. It has the best grapes, the best wine. And so that was really where they decided that they were going to launch McLean Cellars, and it was going to be in Buellton. It's going to have Central Coast wine. And in 2013, they made their first wine, which was really just kind of a personal project, you know, that they could share with their friends. But it actually blew up. That wine is so good. It's called Faithful Friend. It's a delicious wine. It's actually part of our library collection right now. But 2016 was the first full vintage that they did, and it's just taken off from there.
So cool. That's great. He's just such an interesting person and just a huge personality. So I can just see how all of that happened, and I can just imagine him like having that aha moment, right? And saying, exactly, we're going to do something else in life, and that's great. And we're so excited that he chose Buellton. So awesome.
And what a vision. I mean, obviously, this is something that definitely speaks to them as a family. And I'd love it if you could touch on McLean's four pillars, since it's such a big part of who you are as a brand. Can you explain what each of the four pillars are and how they play into the day and day of running McLean Cellars?
Absolutely. So our four pillars are family, friends, faith, and freedom. It is really what has driven everything behind the brand, and to kind of break them all down. So family, not only are we a family-owned winery, we're owned by Jason and Sophia McLean, but we want our members and our guests to feel like family when they come into the lounges. That's the other thing. We don't call our locations tasting rooms. We call them tasting lounges because we want you to come in and lounge and relax like it's your own home. So the company culture really is that we see our guests and our employees as family. We say when you join the wine club, you're joining the McLean Cellars family. So that's a big piece of the first pillar, family. So friends, same kind of concept, but a lot of our guests, we want them to feel like you are coming in and you are friends with us. A lot of people have met friends of their own through McLean Cellars. We have a lot of wine club members that have met while they were wine tasting, and now they are friends even outside of McLean Cellars. And actually, our motto is we are family and friends serving family and friends. So those are the first two. The faith part is something that I think can be twofold, right? You know, everybody has faith that gets you through your day-to-day, whatever it is that you believe, whether that was, you know, something that you were raised with from childhood or something you've developed as an adult. We all have some kind of faith that gets us through the day-to-day. And a big part of McLean Cellars is faith that dreams do come true. You know, we talked about the origin story of Jason and Sophia deciding to go left in life and invest all of their money into this dream. You have to have a lot of faith to do that. And then finally, freedom. So I mentioned Jason has quite the entrepreneurial background. And I think that that really encompasses, you know, the American dream, to follow your dream, to go left in life and follow your passions. And that is really what McLean Cellars is and how it started.
It's so inspiring for a brand to have such a great understanding of who they are. Like, you joined the family as a wine club member, and now you are part of the family as the director of operations. And I just love that because it's bringing like-minded people together. And that's one of the things that I love about the McLean experience, is that you really are part of the family when you're there, and everyone is so welcoming and warm to new guests and old guests alike. And I think that you really nail that.
I agree, Meg. I think it's just that excitement that it builds, and you can hear Jillian in your voice, just the pride in the brand and working with them. And I, you know, that's truly part of, I think, any business, right? Is how passionate your people are and what they like about it. It just shows on the outside as well. So, you know, that structure, that base has to be there on the inside to show on the outside too. So, some of the experiences, Jillian, what can people expect when they come to Buellton Tasting Lounge, which I love that you use lounge instead of room, but what can our visitors and people expect when they come to your Buellton Tasting Lounge here on Industrial Way?
Well, first and foremost, that concept of that you are friends and family coming into our house and you're going to be treated as such. The guest experience is so important to us. That's really what this is all about, is bringing people together to enjoy some really delicious wine, create memories, create friendships. So the guest experience is really our main focus across all of our locations. But all of our tasting lounges are quite different. And the really cool thing about Buellton, well, there's several, but the newest cool thing is our game room. So we have turned what used to be our winery and production facility into a game room. So if you'd visit us in the past, maybe about a year ago, you would have seen all of our barrels there. We did our harvest there. We did our production there. But we just grew too big for that. So we had to move it, and we actually moved it just down the street, so still in Buellton. But that space was empty. So Kathy, when you were there a couple of months ago, you probably saw it was pretty empty. It didn't look all that great. But now it looks fantastic. Jason and I flew up about 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and we worked together with Alicia, our Central Coast regional manager, and we made that place look spectacular. We've got a pool table, a regulation pool table. We've got a pinball machine. It's a Star Trek machine. Jason is a huge Trekkie. So he will, of course, want me to mention it's a Star Trek machine because that was very important when we were looking for one.
Right.
priorities. Priorities, yes. Mm-hmm. We have several TVs. I believe there's three very large TVs. So come in, watch the games. We've got dart boards. We've got arcade games. We've got a foosball table. So that new game room is something that we're really excited about and really want people to come out and experience. I think it's Buellton's only game room. So we're really excited about that. We actually just had a press release go out today about it. So we are promoting that like crazy. But what's also really cool about Buellton is the outdoor space. So we have a 5,000 square foot outdoor patio with yard games. So things like cornhole and giant Jenga. And it's really just an awesome space for people to come out and enjoy the afternoon and the beautiful Buellton weather.
Yeah. You guys have created, I think, an awesome space there. And I'm sure my husband will be over to try out some pinball because he loves pinball and arcade machines. So he'll be your biggest kid there, I'm sure. Yeah, but you guys have created an awesome space there. And I know sometimes you do some live music. You'll bring in musicians and sometimes have music there for people to enjoy as well. And then something I know you guys do is a grape stomp. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Jillian. That's kind of an annual event that you started, which is super fun. People love to participate in those.
Yes, the grape stomp is a lot of fun. We've done two now, and we will, of course, do it again this year. We bring in some grapes from harvest and we allow everybody to actually stomp the grapes. It's a lot of fun. We cater in lunch. It's a really great event that we do, like you mentioned, yearly. But we also are starting to do some other events up there. And one of them that I'm super excited about because I am super into yoga is we're going to be doing a yoga event on June 18th. We've partnered with Kimberly Zimmerman of The Juicy Life. And she's going to lead people through a yoga event on Saturday, June 18th at 11 a.m.
Awesome. How fun.
Very cool. Yeah. It's a great outdoor space. We've got lots of room for people to spread out. So we are going to start promoting that pretty soon here so everybody can start to buy tickets. But I did want to let you guys know about that. And so starting May 29th, every Thursday, we are going to be doing a trivia night.
I love that idea. Those are such great events, especially for groups of friends getting together. And the game room already kind of provides a wonderful backdrop for that because there's lots of things to do while you're there having an experience and spending a few hours. So,
yeah. And you know, another thing too is being on Industrial Way, it can be walkable for people, whether you live here locally or you're visiting. It's not far from our downtown area where the hotels and lodging are. And so it's doable. You can ride a bike or walk over. And how fun. I love the upcoming activities that you guys have planned. That's exciting to hear. We're always looking for, you know, things to do and sometimes outside of our regular business hours or whatnot. So these are some fun activities that people can partake in.
Yeah, it's really, we love to do events. We love to host them. We love to attend them. So we're always thinking of new ideas to bring the community together and bring people together to have fun and have some good wine.
I don't know about you, Kathy, but I know when McLean opened on Industrial Way, I was so excited and felt so lucky to have you here in Buellton. And one of the things that I find fun is how Jason calls the wine stupid good wine, in quotes. And I always kind of wondered about that. So I was hoping maybe you could shed a little bit of light on stupid good wine and tell us where your wines are sourced from and how those beautiful labels get designed.
Absolutely. So there's really no story behind the stupid good other than it was a Jason phrase that just, there's really no other way to describe it other than stupid good. And when you hear that, you say, you know what? Yeah, it is stupid good. You're right. So yes, we have stupid good wine and it's all sourced from Santa Ynez Valley Vineyards. We're very proud of that all of our wine comes from the Central Coast. We think it's just the best. And so we source from several different vineyards across the valley. And our head winemaker, Dean Guzman, is a Santa Ynez Valley local.
Yes.
And yeah. Yep. So we love that. We love supporting the Central Coast. And like I mentioned, even though we outgrew our production facility on Industrial Way, we literally moved like two blocks down the street to Pamela Way. And that's where our production facility is now. We are going to be doing this year's harvest there, and we are actually going to be launching a custom crush program for other wineries in the area.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Very cool.
And
very
so, cool. Megan, you mentioned the labels. Yes. Our labels, I think, are just as important as the wine that's inside of them. The art is just gorgeous, and it's such a big piece of our brand. Everyone recognizes McLean Cellars bottles because of our artwork. And they are designed by various artists. We do have one artist that does all of the faces. If you've noticed the wines that have the beautiful faces on them, those are done from a woman named Lana who lives in Prague.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. They're beautiful labels. And just the vibe, too, I think, that you get at the winery is just that energy, high energy, exciting, like you want to hang out there. You just want to be there. So what a fun story behind the label too, I think.
Yeah, they're all so unique, but yet similar. You know, we try to keep, they always have a different label. Each year has a different label, but they still tell a story and still are quite similar. So for example, Sacred Love and Kiss of Life are two of our wines that have the gorgeous faces on them. And every vintage, they'll have a new face on them. But some of our other wines, like, for example, Painted Dreams, it's a Petit Verdot, and that label is gorgeous. Every year, I love that label. And really what I think is cool about it is the first label is these, like, buildings, right? And then the second year, the buildings kind of change a little bit, and they remind me of paint strokes. And this year, which it's not been released yet, we actually just bottled it, and I tasted it last night. This year, the label are really cool hot air balloons that are rising into the sky. Man. And when I think of Painted Dreams, it's named for Jason and Sophia's painted dream of opening this winery, right? The dream of having McLean Cellars. And so when I look at those different vintages, I see the buildings and the paint strokes that look like you are kind of building your dream, right? The painted dream. And then now with these hot air balloons, it's like your dream is taking off.
That's cool.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
It's cool to see how people can relate to them. And what I might take away from these labels might be totally different than what you take away from them, but it's a conversation piece. It's something you can talk about and relate to.
Absolutely.
I was blown away when I first saw the label art and was like, oh, okay, I'm already a fan and I haven't even tried it yet.
Yeah, I actually have a friend. She's a wine club member too, but she collects the bottles and she's going to do something really cool with them. Because they're just so beautiful, you know, even if maybe she's not a huge white wine fan, but she'll still buy the white wine because she wants the label.
Right. Or for gifting because of the names along with the artwork, like you're talking about such a beautiful package. I like it for gifting.
Exactly. It's great for gifting. And actually, we turn them into candles. So we try to recycle our bottles. The wines that we pour in the tasting rooms, we'll set them aside. And we turn them into candles. And so if you haven't gone into the lounge to see those, we've got several of those for sale in the lounge, but they're the beautiful labels now have a gorgeous scent to go along with them, which I think are also great gifts.
I love that. And you also have similar artwork on your artisan popcorn. So we haven't talked about that yet. Tell us a little bit about that. How did popcorn come into the lounge?
So that is a story that you will probably, knowing Jason, be like, yep, that makes sense. He was drinking wine one day with his friends, and he's known by his friends for making really good popcorn. And so he popped some popcorn, and they were drinking, and they said, you know, let's create some cool flavors. So they started kind of mixing these different flavors together. And honestly, it turned out also so stupid good that it became a whole separate company. So we have a separate company called McLean Popcorn Company. The popcorn goes into the lounges. You can buy bags in the lounge and eat them while you're enjoying your wine. But we also have the separate company that does wholesale. So we just launched a wholesale branch of that division of our company. And the popcorn is just amazing. We have four different flavors: black truffle and garlic, which is personally my favorite. We have a sweet caramel and brown sugar. And that one, you would think it would be, you know, a typical caramel popcorn, like kind of sticky and glazed. It's actually just a spice. So not sticky, not messy. Then we have a garlic pepper and rosemary, which is really good to kind of pair with any of our wines.
That sounds amazing.
And then finally, a jalapeno, which is really unique and really good.
I will popcorn. Take one of each, please.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a pairing with a popcorn? Like, is that something that you've ever tried or done? Or do you offer that? I don't know.
We don't offer it at the moment, but we have done it in the past. And it's something that we would like to get into doing more. We'd like to start doing a cool wine tasting and popcorn flight. Of course, there's some logistics behind it, but you know, permits and all of that. But that's something we'd definitely love to do. And I think that would be a really cool event someday too, is to do some kind of popcorn or make your own popcorn and pair with wine.
Right? Ooh, so I've done the do your own wine blend event. I've never done a make and season your own popcorn event. That would be really fun.
Well, there you go. I'll give you guys one more thing to do.
Doing a professional food and wine pairing event where, you know, you get to make your different popcorn flavors, and then you also get to learn how to pair them with wine so you can impress all of your friends when you get home.
Exactly. That would be such a great event. We did the blend, and I don't know, Megan, if you went to our blending event. We did a blending event at the Buellton location in January where guests could make their own wines, and it was actually led by Dean, our winemaker. So that was a really cool experience that was specific to the Buellton location, our Orange County location. Jason and I led that event, but we lead a lot of events. So it was really cool that the Buellton team or the Buellton guests got to do that event with Dean, because Dean, you know, he's our head winemaker. He knows everything about it. He knows what blends with what and what's going to taste good with what and what will add what to the wine. So that was a really cool event specifically for Buellton.
I love that. Now, we've talked quite a bit about the wine club, and I know that you're a wine club member. Can you tell us about the three distinct wine clubs that you have and the benefits that they provide?
Absolutely. So we have three memberships. We have the family membership, which is 3 bottles a quarter, the F4 membership, which is 6 bottles a quarter, and our founder membership, which is what I am, which is 12 bottles a quarter. And each of those memberships has different benefits, but essentially, they each get discounts off of wine and wine purchases in the lounge. You also, which I think is really, really cool about our wine club, is you get to choose your own wine. It's not wine that we're picking for you. We can if you want, of course, but you get to choose them. So if you only like white wines, or you only like sparklings, or you only like reds, you can actually make your own selections and change them every quarter. You know, that's what I do. In the summer, I usually get whites and sparklings, and in the winter I'm getting reds or things that I might give for gifts. So it's a really cool benefit of our wine club that you get to choose your own wine. Outside of that, we actually do offer discounts at the Santa Ynez Valley Marriott for our wine club members.
Oh.
You know, we have a lot of members down here in Orange County at some of our other locations, and we always encourage them to head up to the Central Coast, see the winery, see the Buellton location, and we give discounts to let them stay at the Santa Ynez Valley Marriott.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Right? It's a great hotel. I stay there every time I come up there.
It's a beautiful property. It is. It's very nice and accommodating. They have all of your amenities there and good food and great bar there too. So for the evenings, you can hang out there and lounge. So
right
after McLean Cellars, that's right.
We did actually also launch a new benefit that actually no one's heard about yet. It's kind of on the down low, so I can tell you guys about it today.
Ooh.
Our founder members are now, as of this week, going to get $1 shipping. So no matter where you are in the country, if you're a founder wine club member, you will get your 12 bottle allocation shipped to you for a dollar.
That's a deal.
Right? And honestly, it's even outside of your allocation. If you want to order a case and send it to your family, $1 shipping. So anytime founder members order 12 bottles or more, they get $1 shipping. We're always trying to launch new benefits to our wine club members and give back to them, because really wine clubs are, you know, the backbone to our business. So we just want to give back and give them all kinds of different benefits. And we listen to what people want. And we had originally always offered our members a free member flight at each of our locations. But we kind of started hearing feedback from members and they wanted glasses sometimes. So we said, sure. And now we offer either a flight or a glass at each of our locations. And really, when you're a wine club member, that means you get four free flights or four free glasses, because we have four tasting lounges.
And what a great pivot to really hear what your members want and are interested in, so that you can meet their needs, because they probably don't need to do the tasting because they know exactly what wines they want. And since you provide such incredible experiences at each of the lounges, they probably know, I want to go. I want to hang out for an hour. I'm going to have a glass of my favorite wine and I'm going to play a game of pool with my friends. Like, that's fabulous.
Exactly.
You're really letting them pick and choose the benefits that they find the most value in. I think that's incredible. And one of the other things that really stuck out to me, because I'm a big fan of your social media, which I know we'll talk about in a little bit, but one of the things that stuck out on me was that you actually had a founder member get to, I don't know if they got to name or inspire one of the wines that was released. And I just thought that was absolutely incredible. What an incredible way to engage with your wine club.
Yes, that is a benefit for founder members. So each year we enter in the founder wine club members into a raffle to see who is going to have a wine named after them. So I think you're talking about the Olson Ovation wine.
Yes, yes.
Yep. The Olsons are founder wine club members. They're some of our first members. They've been with us for several years. And the wine is named Olson Ovation after them. And the label is a guitar music festival themed label. And that's because Jeff Olson and his son are very much into guitars and their son plays guitar. And so we felt that that label really encompassed the Olsons and their specific wine.
Cool. That's a neat benefit, right? When you talk about member benefits, I mean, that's, you've got some great programs going on. And how can the listeners join the wine clubs? They just go online, or they can do it at the winery itself, I would imagine, or?
Yep, both. They can go online, sign up online, or they can go into the tasting lounges and sign up there, which I recommend, because then you can taste the wine and take the wine home with you. And of course, if you buy three bottles or more, your flight is comped. So that's a great reason to go in.
Right.
That's great. You guys are doing it right. That's for sure. You got a lot of good stuff going on at McLean. So And I know we talked a bit about some of this, and I'm sure a lot of this is probably the answer to the next question. Like, what keeps people coming back? What is it about McLean Cellars? And I'm sure a lot of the benefits and things that you do and activities are one thing, but anything else, Jillian, that you think what keeps people coming back to McLean Cellars?
Personally, I think it's our approach. You know, we want people to feel like they're going to Cheers. You know, we want to be the wine version of Cheers. We want you to come in, feel welcome, feel at home. That's why all of our tasting lounges, even though they're all different, they all have a couch, because we want you to feel relaxed and be able to feel like it's almost like your own home. And I think that that is a big piece of it. The other piece is we have a really relaxed approach to wine tasting. I think that sometimes people can think that wine is intimidating, or wine can be snobby, or, you know, they're a little bit nervous to go in and wine taste because maybe they don't know quite a lot about wine. And we make it super approachable. All of our wine tastings our wine ambassadors will lead our guests through the flight and explain to them not only the wine that they're drinking and the varietals in it, but also the tasting notes that they might pick up, the story behind the wine, and we'll show them the label. And so it really allows people to connect with the wine so much more, I think, because it's so much more approachable. It's so much more personal. And you can not just think about the vineyard, which of course we can tell you where it came from, but we can talk about the story behind the wine and what you might pick up in it. So I think that's the other piece of it, is it allows people to really feel comfortable when they come wine tasting. The other thing that I think is what we've talked about all morning is the events and the things that we are trying to do for our members, for our guests. And one thing that I am really, really proud of that we've recently launched is we are going to do every single month a specific flight that is a charity flight. And each month that changes. So our first month, for example, was for Black History Month. And the charity that we supported was the United Negro College Fund. Because it's very important to Jason, who I'm not sure everybody knows this, but we are a Black-owned winery. Jason is a Black man. And so we wanted to support the United Negro College Fund for Black History Month. That's how this charity flights started. And each month since, we have chosen a different charity to support. And in April, we supported Hidden Wings, which is an autism charity in Solvang. And we did it for Autism Awareness Month. And this month, our charity flight is supporting the Central Coast Firefighters Charity Golf Tournament that will be going to the Sean Fleming Memorial Firefighter Scholarship and Families of the Injured and Fallen Firefighter. Of course, being a Santa Ynez Valley winery, we felt like it was very important to support this group because really, you know, the firefighters and first responders are just so important. And like I said, each month we want to make sure that we support a different charity. So proceeds from the flights from the monthly charity flights will go to those specific charities each month.
Business with a cause, right? It's just a lot of people are doing things like that. I think it's awesome. And it just helps out, so like you say, so many of the nonprofits that need that help and that extra boost, especially after what we've been through. So awesome. Love that. I think those are all great reasons to come back to McLean Cellars. So thank you.
I agree. And I know, Jillian, I love to stay up to date with all of the latest McLean's news through your social media posts. You have incredible photos. You always have so many exciting things going on. So tell us, where can our listeners find you so they can be in the know too?
So you can find us on Facebook, on Instagram. We recently launched a TikTok.
Ooh.
That's a new one for us. Bear with us as we learn TikTok. But we also have a page on LinkedIn, a page on Google, a page on Yelp. We really try to get the word out there as much as possible. Of course, our email mailing list is a big one as well. We send out emails to our members and to everybody signed up on our mailing list about upcoming events, new wine releases, last drops, you know, maybe we're going to be getting out of a wine. So those are all ways that you can connect with us.
And that'll be at McLean Cellars.
Correct.
Yeah, TikTok's a big thing. Everybody's jumping in on it. That's what they said.
Yes, we had to get in on the craze too.
Yeah, they said you don't have to be good at it. Just get on it. Just start. You got to start somewhere. So good for you guys. So, Jillian, one of the questions that we like to ask all of our guests when they join us is, what is your favorite thing about Buellton?
That is a great question. So I think my favorite thing about Buellton would be just how relaxing it is. I live in Orange County, but I've obviously gone up plenty of times for all kinds of work events. But I've also visited Buellton on a personal level before I was even involved with McLean Cellars. And I just think that the people there are so kind and so welcoming. I always have such a wonderful experience whenever I go anywhere. There are restaurants or wine tasting, and the wine is just delicious, let's be honest. Everything is really good. And so I think it's just, you know, coming from Orange County, when I come to Buellton, it's so relaxing, and it's just a time to enjoy the natural beauty and the wonderful community that you guys have.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, we might have to steal that tagline. It's just stupid good wine here in the Santa Rita Hills, right?
This has been absolutely amazing. McLean Cellars is such an exciting and upbeat company, and I'm so grateful for what your team brings to our guest experience here in Buellton. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I agree, Megan. I always learn something new from our guests, and again today, learning new things. So, Jillian, thank you so much for being here, and we're just super lucky to have McLean Cellars land in Buellton and be a part of our community and just help enhance who we are and our destination as a whole. So thank you so much, and what you stand for, and just all the stories and the good that you're doing with the business. So we definitely appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much again for listening, and be sure to follow Discover Buellton on social media and join the conversation. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DeChico, and produced by Relic.